Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, brothers and sisters, and thank you for being loyal Blog Talk, well, our Patreon members, rather. You're live on Blog Talk. If you had something to say last Wednesday and got cut off, here's your opportunity. But I wanted to talk about in particular, if it's up to you, about what's going on with the science that have come out that this stuff can continually lie dormant in a person and be used as a host to actually harm or control the person. And to understand this, with this science, women can transfer the monster, the demon within the vaccine to their children. And what does this mean? Eventually, Satan will use those with the stuff to oppose those in the earth who refused it, who are the unvaccinated. Okay, I see Andre here. What say you?
Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder. How you doing, sir?
Shalom, sir. How are you?
Can't complain, sir. Profound as always. And it's very interesting, like you said, how through fear we can destroy. Just like the Bible says, we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We can destroy ourselves, make ourselves opposite of what we were made in creation. It's interesting because when you look at the proteins, Elder, it's so many different warning signs that were out there for all of us to just see that these things weren't not regular inoculations already are satanic. You know, there's six different aborted fetal cell lines used within vaccines. You have MRC5. That's a scientific name for 14-week-old male aborted fetal cells. They use that in multiple vaccines. You got WI38. That's another cell line. PRC6. That's another cell line. Just all of these unclean cell lines that they use to culture these vaccines. And all of that has been shown to cause the craziest autoimmune diseases in the world because it's essentially cannibalism. It's disgusting. But what goes even further, what's interesting about this mRNA technology is the fact that the body can't destroy it. The thing about the MRC5 cell lines, and there's multiple studies that you can look at through the Lancet Medical Journal or you know, Stanford Medical Journal, the toll-like receptors within the body, the memory cells, their job is to recognize self from non-self within the immune system. And once they've dealt with the pathogen, they destroy pathogens. No matter how many times that pathogen comes back, as long as that person is alive, it could be 100 years later. If they see it, they recognize it and they beat it. Those toll-like receptors had to be reprogrammed in order to allow something like a spike protein to continually stay within the system, because those toll-like receptors, after a certain amount of time, would have cleared that spike protein out of the system. But what's so interesting about that is those same toll receptors, they protect the body from cancer and they protect the body from heart conditions. The proteins that are on the heart depend on those toll-like receptors, which now makes sense as to why people's bodies begin to attack their own heart when they get the vaccine, because now you see people with myocarditis, pericarditis, and all these heart conditions, all this cardiac arrest, because the body doesn't even recognize the heart anymore. And it's amazing, Elder. To me, that's almost poetic, and I don't want to go too deep. But if the body doesn't recognize the heart, to me that shows, like, you're not even yourself anymore. And that's on a spiritual level. And, I mean, I'll yield with that, but to me it's just interesting when you look at the science and how that even transfers into what the scriptures actually said. What you brought out was so profound. I'm not even going to give any precepts. But I just find it interesting that the main things that the main diseases that come from these vaccines are malignant diseases. And there's a malignant root associated with this vaccine. So I just feel like that's interesting.
Well, that's deep in of itself, Andre, because I hate to keep using the Trojan horse as the analogy, but I think scientifically that's what you're breaking down, right? Where they use the Trojan horse, right? They use the Trojan horse to get behind enemy lines only by night to have the Trojan army come in and destroy and burn the city. And then, while the people slept, open the gate for the rest of the army to come in to destroy. So here it is. We get the vaccine believing it's COVID-19. It's a protector, so we allow it into our body only for it to open the gate to destroy everything, including the heart, right? So now it programmed the brain not to recognize the heart. Therefore, when the heart is going into cardiac arrest or attack, there's no response to actually help you get through this. incredible. So really, I mean, and guess what? I'm gonna give you the last word, because it seemed like scientifically what you were explaining is that they intentionally sent something in to tear down God's natural fences that he had in place to protect us.
Absolutely, Elder. And you picked it right up and you put it down perfectly, Elder. The analogy I was painting is the same way they do when we become reprobate after a long time of just living in sin. We no longer are recognizable to the Most High spiritually. We're not recognizable to ourselves spiritually. They found a way through this technology to make our immune systems reprobate, and now our body doesn't recognize itself. The number one job of the immune system is to recognize self from non-self and defend self. When it no longer can do that, you find yourself in a world of trouble, and now we're in a position where we're spiritually and immunocompromised. It's a crazy world we live in, Elder.
Well, thank you, brother. And I'm amazed that no one, everyone know that when people are dying, the majority of people have to know it's a direct result of what everyone was taking during the lockdown and subsequent to that. And people know and are still ignoring how they tricked the world into this.
Come on.
I guess for those who are still living, I guess it comes down to, well, it wasn't me, so I'm still living. it goes into the heady, high-minded, and the pride of man, where people would be walking without souls, without a connection to people anymore. Oh, well, it isn't me, so, or it could have been, but. Or you have people still defending the vaccine, but I digress. Thank you, my brother.
Bless you, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes. And what of the thing where he's saying that they are, that it's a compromise, a compromising of the unvaccinated who sexually or dealing with people, married to people who decided to get the vaccination, indirectly, that person is getting affected. Man. 252 area code. And that's why it's upon man and woman to come on one accord. How can science, a vaccination, get in between husband and wife? And it really comes down to the man standing up and saying, nah. Now, if the man is weak and is pushing it, that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level. She's supposed to follow him. She's supposed to walk off the plank with him. 252 area code.
Shalom, Elder Hawaii, sir.
I'm doing well. How are you, sister? Your name?
I'm Sister Tamara.
Okay. The floor is yours, sister.
Okay. At first, you and Brother Andre, you had me floored when you said that the vaccine would basically make the body not recognize the heart. Like, that's, I mean, I'm not, you know, all scientifically and all that stuff like that, but that really just stumped me. Like, oh my gosh, like the body would no longer recognize the heart and stuff, and so the body basically shut down. So that was profound for me. Oh my goodness. Thank you. I thank the Most High for you and the ministry and everything. It's definitely been a blessing to me and my family. A lot of people at my place of work got the shot, and right now, my place of work said that it is no longer a requirement to have that in order to work. And I remember telling a lot of people there that, you know, like, just stand your ground. You know, if you believe in Christ, and, you know, just stand your ground. They can't take your job away. And if they do, they're going to have to give it back to you later and you'll be compensated, but just stand your ground. But a lot of people, they just could not stand because, you know, got bills, I got family. But I was one of the few that withstood it, and everyone was looking for me to be escorted off of the premises because they gave us a deadline, whether we had a religious exemption or not. And when I was still there, a lot of people was like, you know, I need to be on the level in which you are. And I'm like, well, remember, you have to trust in the Heavenly Father. These scientists are not talking about our God. They're talking about themselves, and they're glorifying themselves with what they know. But what the Heavenly Father's already given us is something that mankind, they can never fathom, they can never fully understand. So stick with the Most High. But a lot of people have complained of heart problems, or they feel like their bodies do not feel the same as it was before they took it. And these are nurses, doctors, people from different departments, from the cleanup department to physical therapy departments. Like, they do not feel the same. Some of them are actually having heart issues. And it is post-vaccination, so I just wanted to share that. Thank you, and I can't wait for your lesson for tomorrow.
So, sister, what you're saying is that they're telling you now, and they regret doing so. Why? Because they recognize a serious change within their body after getting vaccinated, and this is many people from different departments within the hospital?
Correct. Correct.
Hmm.
And I have one. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and I can imagine that these were the same people who are proponents, pushing it, trying to make it, really, really putting pressure on others and making them feel like outcasts for not doing so. I'm sure you had to go through some deep times with the pressure of these same people who now regret that choice.
No, sir. They did not. They did not bother me. I mean, my personal thoughts. Now, I was my husband and my family was like wondering, like, what should we do if I was to not be able to continue working? So we had our little our backup plans and everything, but it would have been not as feasible if I did lose my job. But I did not. What they were saying did not bother me in one bit, and I told them, you're just going to have to wait and see. And several people got sick even immediately after getting the shots, and all they could do was tomorrow while I was laying on my bed thinking I was about to die. The only thing I could think about was you telling me to watch some lesson on YouTube and your church and whatnot. I said, girl, I was watching it in my bed, and I just, all I could say was, you know, I should have listened to Tamara.
Oh, look at that. Hopefully the Most High brought it through. It's just a rough deal, sister. Yeah. I'm glad you persevered. And above all, during a time of crisis, it was really important that you and your husband was on one accord. That's key. Yeah. That strength extends from your home to your children outside your door. As long as you two are together during the time of crisis, believe it or not, that's the image of God who can protect and shut out the enemy on the outside of you both. But I've heard some serious, serious stories of those who were in conflict, husband and wife, because one wanted to do it and the others didn't. So I'm glad you and your husband are on one accord. That's going to take you to the next test. And and based on how you pass this one, I believe that it'll be a good test, you know. The next test is going to be a little tougher than this one, but at least you passed the first one. All right.
The one. How are you willing?
All right. How are you willing? There you go. All right. 1 second here. Thank you. All right. 216 area code, 216. You're live on Blog Talk. You're live.
Shalom.
Shalom. Musician extraordinaire. The sax extraordinaire. Talk to me.
I'm Woodshed, and I've got a show I'm doing in Detroit next week for Elder Dill and them. So I'm working on that stuff. But sad news, the guitar player that was in my group, he died, and I knew he took the shot. And then here's another one just happened. You might have known this guy, Willie Ross. He's the guitar player for the OJs and LaVert and many others. Sound of Philadelphia, work with Gamble and Huff. You can look at his discograph. His name is Willie Ross, man. That dude, he played like George Benson and Wes Montgomery put together, man. You remember them songs by the OJs, them doggone songs, Used to Be My Girl and all them lead lines. He was doing them songs, and he is an excellent musician. Man. He just died, you know.
Sorry to hear.
It's sad, you know. And I think he might have took that, you know, the Coke 45 booster or something.
Oh, well,
I don't know for sure.
You think he took the bear vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shame.
Yeah.
Well,
but
he'll be missed. Great musicians. But
yeah,
go on.
Yeah, let's pray for him, man. He can get in the Abraham's bosom, you know, both of them. Both great musicians. The people that's leaving here. But for me, my family, they're just distant, you know. And, you know, I don't talk to them about anything. You know, I go see them sometimes. My mother, she just turned 91 on August the 8th. So that's a blessing that my mother's still alive. And also, they sent me this thing in the mail, you know, the doctors and stuff. They said, oh, because you got asthma, and we got this experimental thing that we want you to try out and everything. So I said, I guess I'm going to be the cowboy or the lab rat or something. I said, I ain't doing that, man. No, you want to do your experiment with whoever you want to, but I'm not doing nothing with you, man. You know, they just sent me a letter. I'll send it to you. I'm like, y'all cats is crazy, man. Y'all want me in that hospital to get some kind of shot or something from y'all. You know, I don't want none of that stuff, man. I just want to get I just want to make it, man. It's just sad to see all these people just dropping like flies around me lately.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, brother, but now the Most High still have you here. You have to live for those who have inspired you, and it's through you. All of us, the people we love, will never be forgotten. So that's the best way to deal with it. Make sure we keep them in our mouths when it comes to speaking to others, and also always reflect on how our loved ones and people who are close, who brought so much to the world, impacted our lives. Because what the reality is, the reality of the matter, no one never really dies. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We go from that life to this life back to the Father. So we still live.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to view it that way. And I know it's sad that you'll never, you know, be able to play and have the times you had with those you cared about, the musicians you're talking about. But it's up to us to keep memory alive. Okay?
You just go look him up. His name is Willie Ross. You'll see. You might have met him. You never know. You know, great musician, man. Great guy.
Well, I'm look him up right now. Thank you, my brother, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, I'll call you next Friday when I get to Detroit. You have a blessed day, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, too.
All right. Sax player extraordinaire. 864 area code. 864.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. How are you, sister?
Good. Sister Maria from the Atlanta body.
Talk to me.
So, man, that is just so crazy. I really wish I could have found that scripture when my great aunt, like, really came at me with, she was very upset that I kind of made sure my mother didn't take the jab. Now, my father, he was stubborn, you know, God rest his soul, and he took it. But my mom was like, no, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking none of the mess. I'm not. And she was really upset, my aunt, and she, because I was kind of keeping my head covered and following the Sabbath, you know, never said anything against anybody. But she was like, oh, you think, you know, only black people can make it into heaven, it's going to be all kind of people, and you're supposed to trust science and all. I'm like, what scripture is that? And why are you so mad? You know, I was just nothing.
But where did they get this stuff that, where did she get the assumption that you believe only black people are going to make it?
Just like I think with, you know, you said they, you probably have the apologetics, the Jesuits come and say, well, this is what they believe and fill them with things of lies and hatred, and probably show the videos of what they portray out there, like you said, our image, and now the image of what they call HBIs and all that kind of stuff. That's, I didn't try to even elaborate on that, and I was like, you know, I just said, I don't understand where you're even getting that from. I've never said that. and my church doesn't even believe in what you're saying kind of deal, and she was just not hearing it. She's calmed down. I thought she was just going to be always high-strung. She's never approached me like that, so it was very off-putting. I never would have even expected that she would have. And I had to see her for a funeral a couple of weeks ago, and she was just very loving. I was very amazed that she was very loving.
But that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. That's what people don't recognize. The Jekyll and Hyde complex that comes with this stuff. The old little old aunt who always was always settled, calm, respectful, and then the monster comes out. But you have to realize the stuff that she always thought and felt is still lying dormant. And this is why when it happened, I sat back and was examining the behaviors of people, right? Because they'll be able to tuck it away and hide it like, man. It's like for a moment, it was like Samuel Jackson turned, it was like the enemy turned that dial up for a moment so that those who were in the truth could see what was really in people, right? And it took an instance. It took that those scenarios for us to recognize, okay, when it goes down, I know to watch this person, I know to watch that person, but go on.
Lord, even with my father before he passed, he was always just like kind of like a gentle giant. You know, you have his moments where, you know, he's like a man's man. He was always going to stand up, you know, protect and that kind of stuff. But he normally, when like little kids want to come over and like come to his house and play and whatever, he would never be against it. But at whatever point, you know, I don't know if it, you know, after getting a booster, his demeanor like changed, and he was like, no, they can't come over here. And so, well, I'm just going to take them down to the pool. They don't have to come to your house. I've never seen you like this. What is wrong? And this is before I even knew that he had even taken one jab, not let alone the actual booster, the one booster, what have you. And it really just seemed to have changed him as far as some of his personality traits as well.
Yes. It's a behavior modifier, absolutely. And this is how they're going to trigger citizens against one another, biological warfare, turning citizenry up against one another on its head. This is what we are under. You understand? That's why it's time for us to prepare and make sure that when it goes down, sister, that you understand who's in your circle and know exactly who's a threat. Right, and this is why I don't make any qualms when people show me that they're the enemy. I thank the Most High when something comes out that I didn't know, because I'm naive to some degree when it comes to how I trust people. Right, but when I see it, I may be naive to it, but when I see it, I take heed to it. So that's why I don't make a big deal when I see the enemy show its head and begin to seek to destroy or harm or come against me. And I don't look at it like, man, where is that coming from? I thank the Most High. I say, I'm glad I can see. I'm glad this person finally showed me what was in their heart. And now I plan accordingly. So, hey, it's better to see than not to. Even though it's sad, it's better to know than not to. But go on.
Absolutely. It's just crazy. I mean, just like you were saying, you would have never thought certain family members would have fell for certain things like that, and at least not, you know, talked and discussed it before making a decision. I mean, even though it's not, you know, you've been programmed with the flu vaccine, the flu jab all that time, and maybe it was kind of things that they were just used to. This is just another one that I need to do or what have you, but I mean, to the point where I had even my cousins, and sometimes I've had another aunt that would call me crying or sending me videos and things about my coworker passed because they didn't take it back because they died of COVID. I said, honey, that's because they probably took them down at the hospital. It ain't got nothing to do with not taking a jab. And you worry about your mother and let me worry about mine. And I'm just going to keep telling her, which I know that she should do and shouldn't do for her body. It's ultimately her decision, but she's sticking to the guns of me giving her the education that I know about what you guys have decided to go ahead and take. And, I mean, they were pouring it on really thick. And my mom was like, they going to stop bothering me because I told them I ain't taking it. I said, well, I'll call them and tell them to just leave you alone.
Thank you. I'm glad you stood up, sister. And your mama fine, right?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, she went through all her cancer, chemotherapy, and all that stuff she had to go through. But she's good, got the port taken out. So told them don't even be trusting them white coats with none of that mess either, Mom. Just let that go. So.
The Most High. Thank you, sister. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Tawada, Elder. Great to have a great Shabbat.
Thank you. You too. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
619 area code. Great phone call. Great testimonies for those who stood during the time of crisis and adversity. Give, and guess what? That this in of itself should encourage brothers and sisters to what? To depend on the Most High in a time when the at a time when the world is in panic. This would give us the confidence to know if we stayed pat. Folks, let me tell you, none of that stuff they were talking about affected me one bit, not even for one second. And I came out of this stronger than I was beforehand when it comes to what? The trust in our God. Okay. That brings us even closer to know that if we stand with our God, we'll come out with flying colors. While the world's going mad and actually suffering the consequences for listening to government in the news, we're standing as strong as we've ever stood, right? Next call, let's see. Let's go down the line. Let's see, 864 area code. Shalom.
Hi, Elder. You already talked to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go to the next call. That's right. 608 area code.
Shalom. Hello.
Shalom. How are you, sister?
Hi. excuse me. This is Lisa from the Chicago body. And
yes.
I want to thank you, Elder, because my family, we didn't take it either. And it was all because of you. You know, my mom, she's 80 years old, and she's been watching you for 3 years, and she just thanked you so much, you know, and I
praise
thank the Most High for bringing you to us. And but I have a brother, he took it, and he's with IUIC, you know, and I, you know, he asked him why, and he wouldn't say anything, so I just leave it alone, and
okay.
I'm so happy that I'm a little nervous, but I'm so happy that I got a hold of you because I want to thank you for informing us about the women, you know, on how they're coming out to the women, even with affirmative action. And I sent you something today at 2:38, you know, from email at agathering@gmail.com. From Lisa Gilbert, and it's about the now they coming after the grants for black women and you know the grants of the civil rights. So I guess they said since they came after the affirmative action, now they coming after all the grants now. So you know there would be a good topic for you to talk about Wednesday, and I think this is really important. The grants of the black women they suing. Or some of the organizations that give grants for jobs, not jobs, but for the own businesses and different things like that. So if you want to look at that, it would be great because it'd be good talking point on Wednesday, and they're using the law of 1866, the Constitution, to do it. They're taking all the grants away. Yeah.
Thank you, sister. I need to see that. Really, they have double-crossed. They gave our sisters enough benefits to divide the sisters from the brothers, just enough benefits to do so. And then at the very end, now they're double-crossing the sisters and saying, well, okay. Now that we've accomplished the total separation where both of you are seeing yourself as two entirely separate groups, Now we're taking away all the benefits, and now there's no help. Now, because there's so much dissension between man and woman, now it's leaving the women out there with no protection at all.
It's
shame. Double cross. Yeah?
Nothing.
A double cross.
I sent you that at 2:38, so please get it.
All right. Well, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it, Sister. Thank you for the info.
Okay. Thank you. And Shalom.
Shalom. Bless you. 214 area code.
Hi, Elder. All praises to the Most High. This is Sister D again, calling from the Los Angeles body. How are you?
Hi, D. I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Great. Well, first I wanted to ask you, I hadn't heard you bring it back up. When are you dropping that single? And I'm a music person, so I'm waiting.
Well, I'm doing bye-bye, but I wanted to make sure it premiered correctly. So I said I was going to do it this week, but there's so many things came at me at once, and it missed me moving and still doing a lot of things. So I'm going to drop it very soon. Hopefully next week I'll drop it, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right.
Okay, well, look, I called in just to add to everything that you are bringing forth today on this Patreon. Always, I appreciate you. And this topic and this conversation never gets old, because one thing I just want to say is we will never forget. We will never forget this campaign and the rollout, because I have never seen so many deaths. I'm witnessing people are having amputations.
Mm.
People are dying suddenly. We're seeing heart attacks. I mean, I'm working with a bunch of people who are having pain in their, you know, gallbladder, organ issues, and turbo cancers. This is people who I know have jabbed, who took the jab. And, you know, just it's been funeral after funeral, death after death. But what's so amazing to me and pretty profound is that all of these people that were proponents, and I'm gonna take it, and I've tried to plead with people, people that I truly care about, but you can totally see where the Most High split the wheat from the tares in this whole situation, because it's like we're on one side and they're all on the other side with this. And they won't admit it. They, you know, even though they're having these medical issues, never was on medication, now they're on medication. They're having doctor's appointment after doctor's appointment, just weird things coming along, being diagnosed with cancers, just people early in their 30s dying just suddenly. And no one will speak up and say, hey, this is because of the jab or Satan's therapy in college.
So you mean to tell me these things are happening in number to those who decided to do it, who are serious proponents of it, and they refuse to admit it was because of the jab? Or you think they know but are ashamed and just don't want to admit it? I don't think people are that disconnected. You think they know
are.
and just are suffering in silence, or you just think that they're too proud to admit that they actually made a choice to do this to themselves?
They are too proud to admit. I think they're ashamed to admitting. I have seen, just even yesterday, I have someone that I'm really close to who is now being diagnosed with gallstones, and just kind of out of the blue. And I just researched gallstones and COVID-19 vaccine. And there are cases, I forwarded that person a link from the NIH saying that this is a direct result, that some people are reporting that they've had this type of gallstones issue in their gallbladder after taking the third shot. And this person I know took the third shot when I asked them not to.
Yes.
But won't mention it. Just act like you never seen the article. But every other healing thing, saw those emails, but not the one that is saying, hey, this, the NIH, the people who put this out, the people who told you that, you know, who pumped the fear tactics in
all of the world, where there was a ticker, a death ticker, push this on people, and they're not seeing that it's directly related or correlated, so it has to be mental. I think that definitely this, whatever this is in this, definitely has some mind control and mental, just mental control
yeah.
over people.
So it's a behavior modification to a degree where maybe that part of them are getting controlled too, where they just don't believe it have anything to do with it. Maybe that's part of the DNA programming to deny that causing the issues. I mean, let me tell you, if I was working in the healthcare field, if I were dependent, put it this way, if I was a corporate pharmaceutical, a corporate controller, even though I wouldn't be, these devils over there, I mean, the vaccine would be a godsend for those whose business is established off of sickness. I mean, somebody who gets the vaccine, I believe they become perpetual customers. Okay, not patients, but customers for the pharmaceutical apparatus. What better way to get repeat customers than to put something in them in which you can cause sicknesses over and over and over again? I mean, the pharmaceuticals are going to get, they're going to get over like a fat rat on every person who got a vaccine, repeat customers, until.
Absolutely.
Until the unfortunate. But thank you, sister. Let me ask you
this. I did want to say one thing. Okay, let me go before I make this one point, but go ahead.
No,
you go first.
No, I'm not going to say anything. Go ahead. Say what you have to say.
No, I wanted to say, remember when you had the Patreon and we discussed Devok 19, meaning possession of an evil spirit in Hebrew, and when it's spelled backwards. And, you know, when you brought that forth and we had that discussion on Patreon, no sooner than all of that, the Bill Gates-funded fact checkers, they all you can find now is articles that refute that. Oh, the Devok 19, COVID-19 backwards did not spell possession of an evil spirit. You know, there goes the fact checkers.
That's what they're saying now.
Oh, there's nothing. When you look for Devok 19 meaning, now all you see is fact checker articles saying that's not what it means. So they try to just they're covering this up. That I've never seen such corruption and collusion, and the governments are just so wicked and so corrupt. And, you know, you can see it. The writing is on the wall. Babylon is falling. And, you know, when you see all these letter organizations covering up for Joe Biden and his crime family, in addition to the Dr. Fauci, everything has been brought forth that this was directly funded by the NIH, like you brought forth today. This was a plan back in the 1950s. And this was definitely funded by, under Dr. Fauci's leadership, the NIH funded gain of function research. He's caught, just like the Bidens are caught, but the letter organizations are covering up for all of this. And even when you brought forth Dr. Peter McCullough today, thank you for bringing that video forth, because I've been following him. He's been totally transparent throughout this entire ordeal. And I trust him and what he has to say. I mean, he's a world-renowned cardiologist, and you can show his video to someone and they won't even believe him. They've demonized people like him. Dr. Mercola, just as you brought forth in the Academy News, that they froze his Chase bank account. If you are not going with this program, some of my clients are doctors. And these are sisters that I just can't even have this conversation with them. I remember them taking pictures, taking their jabs, taking their boosters. They are all in the matrix, in a sense. This movie was really profound. We're in the matrix. That's how I'm
You're
feeling
right.
it, Elder.
Well, sister, I'm going to focus
up. Yeah,
before you do that, I'm going to focus up for those I'm going to let you say the last part, but pull this up for those who probably missed that broadcast where I showed people, brothers and sisters, that the Jewish, under the Jewish religion, and those who deal with geomantra of the Hebrew, stated what Dovik means in the ancient Hebrew language. One moment. And I brought this out because they know it. Under Jewish shop, what does Dovik mean in Hebrew? Dovik is COVID spelled backward. What does Dovik mean in Hebrew? Well, let's see. Dovik. The Hebrew term Dovik means the possession of the pernicious soul, right? That's one. Now, check this out when you go down here, right? According to the dictionary, not a conspiracy theorist, according to the dictionary, Dovik. Now, remember, brothers and sisters, in the Hebrew language, Hebrew reads from right to left. If you're in the academy, you would know that. So when Jewish people are looking at words in its proper way of viewing them, it's from right to left in the Hebrew. So Dovik is really COVID. According to the dictionary, Dovik means possessed by evil spirits. Possessed by evil spirits. While it has no direct connection to the English word, this is their spin now, it is close cousin of COVID. It's a close cousin of COVID, right? And then when you look at corona, the number value of corona, C all the way to the A has a number value. C is 3, right? O is a certain number. When you look at the numbers of COVID and add them up, it's 666. So coronavirus, COVID, 666 virus leads to what? Possession by evil spirits is how it breaks down. Okay? So yes, sister. Yes, sister, you are absolutely correct. And now the fact checkers, and who are they? Who have made the moral high ground to say what's fact and what's not? So now they're getting in front of it because why? It's the truth that we found out that they're using science to do what? To give host to the demons they worship. What say you? Last word.
You can take this question offline. We know the mark of the beast is the ultimate goal. Please expound on how all of this ties into the mark of the beast and the nations ditching the American dollar to move to the BRICS gold-backed currency. Thank you. Shalom.
Well, thank you, sister. And I will look into that. And you're always, I'm going to place you on hold. You always bring some poignant points and some insight, and thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot all about years ago. I made that Dovik comparison in the Hebrew to what it is today. Demon possession, and here's to why so many people are going at one another with no clear explanation to why behaviors have changed. That's right. So here we are. All right. Thank you, sister. We have someone from England, 44 from England, 961. How are you doing? 796 area code, England. You're live.
Shalom.
How are
Shalom,
you?
Shalom, Elder.
Good to hear from you today. Shalom, sister. Talk to
you. And you also. Okay. Well, I firstly hope you have a great Shabbat. But what I wanted to say is, you know, most black people, we never buy into what the government tells us. And all of a sudden, on the news, et cetera, everywhere you go, you've got to take this vaccine, take this vaccine, take this vaccine. And we know majority of the black people didn't fall for it because we have an inherent mistrust of authority and the government. So majority of us didn't fall for it, but obviously some did.
Too many.
Some of my family members, some of my close friends. One of my friends, She was doing okay. She's in her 60s. And all of a sudden now, after she'd taken the vaccine, she now has heart problems. Her heart is beating too slow. And so she had a pacemaker fitted. She also has to have another operation, which is called an ablation. This is something that is, like I said, it came out of the blue. So we were all quite, well, I was shocked about it. But before she had Satan's theorem, me and her used to speak about it. And we used to joke about, you know, what it was and how terrible it was and what it's doing to people. If I try to bring that subject up with her, she will bite my head off. She has totally changed with 360 degree. She's done a 180, whatever it is, on her opinion. And it's just very strange to see, you know, that her opinion has changed from, oh, yeah, you know, I definitely am not going to take this thing because of, and then all of a sudden, no, it's perfectly fine. People are dying because, you know, they had what's it called? What they say now? It's a hidden illness already.
Yeah, that produces the illness now.
Right. So
let me tell you, as long as the news give them a proper excuse to mm-hmm. say, they'll go for it. As long as the news give people a perfect explanation to why people are dying now. People will pick it up. It's a stupor. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
That particular person, your friend, mm-hmm. they don't even have a they don't think that there's any possibility that the vaccine has something to do with it? Even
definitely not.
Is there a chance, even a small chance that had something to do with it?
Definitely not. She is so adamant that it's just, you know, one of those things because she's getting older. Because she's now 63. She just had her birthday in June. So she's now 63. So she's saying, no, it's because I'm getting older why this happened. I'm looking
it's
at her
stupor.
And thinking, how can you even think that? It doesn't make sense. There's also other people I know who've had the jab.
Yeah.
One of the guys, he was 100% healthy. And then in 1 year, it was 2021. He had tonsillitis 5 times, and he never matched that with the vaccine, with Satan's theorem. I was like, what is wrong with you? And once again, you cannot speak to him about COVID. The amount of friends I've lost due to this thing, it's amazing, because they've all taken Satan's theorem, adamant that it's perfectly fine. What the news says to them is the truth. And what I am saying, all the information I brought forth with white papers and videos, et cetera, medical evidence, I'm the crazy one. I'm a conspiracy theorist. That's what they tell me.
Okay, well,
so,
I'll tell you what. Take names, take inventory, and know who to avoid when the next crisis comes. All right. All right, thank you, sister.
There's one other thing.
Okay, go on.
Don't mind, I'll be quick. Also, at the same time, there were videos, lots of videos on YouTube of black-eyed babies being born. They were walking and moving around by the age of 2 weeks, standing up by 2 weeks, sorry. They were, like, walking by a month and a half, 6 weeks, something like that. And those are definitely Nephilim, definitely.
Yeah, I'm
That's
glad you
unnatural.
Brought that out. The Bible talks about
Can't
that.
Find those
the Bible
videos now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Sure.
I've seen, thank you, sister, a new creature being created out of this satanic science. And I feel for those who are seeking future relationships, not knowing whether or not the person they're getting with was affected by the stuff. I mean, I feel for the next generation. You run into a person not knowing, and what effect would that have on your child? Meeting a woman who were ignorant to the facts and got vaccinated. Well, thank you, sister. We're in for the days of Noah, I'll tell you that. Some crazy beings will
swim.
I'm going to keep my eye on the next crop of babies coming up in this world. All right. Thank you, sister.
Shalom.
Right. Shalom, sister. Listen. Thanks. You have a blessed Sabbath. All right.
You also.
443 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm great in yourself, and I do appreciate all the work you've done, Elder, and also, too, want to give thanks to you and also to the deacons as well. And that's why I'm here, you know, I'm a part of the DMV body. And because of them, I was able to avoid a lot of these pitfalls of the people of during the COVID, this COVID mess going on, and noticed my job in particularly. So the deacons were able to help me navigate through my job as they was trying to implement this mandate and force this mandate upon us. And and also, too, the teachings that you all have given. And
praise the Most High.
I was being suspicious of, I was being suspicious of the government, but then with you all's teachings, it helped me to get a greater understanding, and I was able to try to help others. So in particular, my job, telling people, hey, why you all taking this vaccine? You know, it's still experimental. It takes up to 7 years for clinical trials and such. And they say, yeah, we know, you know. But they went ahead and did it anyway, and a few have taken it, and I've actually seen one die soon thereafter. Mm. You know, he had a massive heart attack.
Sorry.
But he didn't die right away from the heart attack. He called us and said, hey, I should be out of the hospital in about a couple of weeks. Next thing you know, he was gone. And then there was his sister. His sister, I talked to her. I told her not to take the vaccine. She went on ahead and did it because she wanted to keep her job. And she, you know, and she was thinking there was nothing wrong with taking it. You know, these scientists are right. These doctors, how can we go against what the doctors say? You know, doctors know more than you. She ended up going down to 90 pounds, Elder. I'm not saying that.
Mm.
And prayed for her. You know, I told her to stay in prayer. And she actually survived. She's still living now, trying to get her weight back. Some neurological disorder came about. That's what the doctors are telling her. And she told me, she said, I should have listened. I would never take any more of these vaccines. And then there's another one.
She knows what the vaccine that have caused the issues.
Yeah, she admits it. Yes, sir. She says it. She told me right there, I know it was the vaccine that did this to me because I didn't have any issues like this before. And just
look
for it to happen shortly thereafter. And then there's another one. A brother. This brother was a picture of health, Elder. I mean, he was like, as far as the workout routines and such, he was like Elder REI, you know. And, he's over 6 foot tall. Then all of a sudden, he started losing weight. They said he had a rare form of cancer, and he lost a tremendous amount of weight. They were saying that he only had 3 years to live. You know, and he's back at work. He looks like he's in some type of recovery. But, it's amazing what the sister just said, the previous sister, started happening in 2021. And I noticed all of this that was going on with these individuals happened in 2021. And now they're on the road to recovery. And then we have... And then I was actually talking with another Edomite I was training, and I said, hey, don't take the vaccine. I was trying to tell him on the scientific level. I was showing him all types of papers and such because he doesn't believe in the Most High or anything like that. So I had to approach him through another way. And he told me straight up, he said, you know, I'd rather take the side effects than die. What he said. And this year, This year he told me, I haven't seen anything go wrong with him quite yet, but this year he told me, he said, you know, Lewis, I feel like they modified my DNA. And I said, yeah,
That's what he said to you?
That's what he said to me, Elder. That's what he said to me. That's what he said. And it's like five of us. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what, for some people, it's going to seem like, you know, a positive. It's going to be positive for it. They can write it to ask we help certain things, right? And but they still have that neurological component that can trigger you to do things against your own will that they'll utilize at the very end to fight against Christ. And that's going to be linked into convincing people, persuading people in their mind it's okay to take the mark of the beast. That's where the behavior component of this comes in at. When now you're getting thoughts to think it's okay to actually take the next form of technology after this. It's going to be a messenger telling you, hey, you can take this. You can go ahead and get RFID shot in you. Absolutely. So, hey. But he recognized the change, even though it's not – and our people in particular – are really, we're the DNA they're targeting to destroy out of the earth altogether.
Yes.
No doubt about it. But go on.
Absolutely. And Elder, and it's amazing to me, this is a government job I'm working on and work with. And I told another, as they were seeing, and this is why I said I was thanking the deacons and such, because they was putting so much pressure on me to take the vaccine. It was like five of us. And unfortunately, Elder, I'm the only brother, only Israelite out of that five that refused to take the vaccine. And most of the people I work with are ex-military. So they have an understanding, and this one in particular, he's an ex-Navy SEAL, and these guys, I'm telling you, Elder, they are on point. They are getting ready. They know, in so many words, what's going on. And so they sent us all home saying, oh, you got to go home. And what is why you won't take the vaccine? Had HR talking to us, different types of management talking to us. And one day I went in and, you know, I went in with my letters and such, and I gave it to them. I submitted it to them. And they actually answered me back, and they wanted to test the validity of my belief. So when they did that, I sent them back some scriptures. I told them this and that. Okay, so they backed off. But they still told me I had to either take the vaccine or not come to work. So I come into work. They made a mandate where, okay, if you haven't taken the vaccine, you don't show up in the papers, we're going to send you home. So I go in, I sit down, and go to work. Supervisor calls me, say, hey, come over here and let me talk to you. He talks to me and asks me, he said, have you taken the vaccine? I said, no. Are you planning to take the vaccine? I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to have to send you home. I said, okay. I went home. And, but, you know, through counseling, through the union also, the union said, well, go back to work the next day and keep going back to work. Just keep going back to work. So they won't put you down for being AOL, what they call AOL, or no-show.
Yeah.
So I will go back to work, and they would send me home, go back to work. And eventually, a few days after that, they pulled back the mandate. So I was able
look
to
at that.
Work, and they paid me back. They paid me for the days that they sent me home.
Now, here's a question. So after they pulled the mandate, was there any explanation now to why they sent you home a few days, or they just went on with life as if nothing happened?
Oh, they claim it was, they said it was non-compliant. And they went on basically with life as it never happened. Yeah, after that, after all that left, they went on like nothing ever happened.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
I'm glad
they did.
I'm glad you stood firm, brother. A perfect example of those who, because really what they were doing was illegal. You can't threaten my livelihood for an experimental vaccination. You know, on top of that, the vaccine company has no liability, which means there's
right.
no consequences on the vaccine maker if something harms you. Even if you die, there's no suing the vaccine company. So the whole thing is you can't take my job away from me for something experimental, but go on.
Huh, and that's what I showed. I actually showed him the literature that said that we're not Pfizer, Moderna, and all these other companies, that they said we are not responsible for any adverse side effects that come of the vaccine. And they went on ahead and did it anyway. I showed my family members I have. And see, this is why this news cycle is so devastating, because he will sit down, and he's in his 70s, and watch this 24-hour news cycle, COVID, and he, you know, fear kept settling in on him. And I remember, this was funny, we went to the flea market in Baltimore. This is this nice flea market we go to, and there was a brother in there that had a booth, and he said, yeah, I had COVID. Now, this, you know, I had COVID, and I recovered from it. I'm all right. And, you know, I saw my cousin, and me and his son was with us, and I looked it over again, and he was gone. Now, this man is like 72 years old, and we said, what happened to John? So we go outside, and he's sitting in his truck with his windows up, scared to death from this mess because of all that programming. And his son said, I told him to stop watching all that news.
Turn off the TV, brother. Turn it off. Thank you, my brother.
you're welcome, my elder. And thank you again.
Thank you. I'll see you soon. Bless you. 702 area code. We only have two more calls, I guess. 702 area code.
Shalawana, elder. This is Andre. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. this week I came across on Facebook that there's a lawsuit concerning cantaloupe, that they're injecting the mRNA vaccine in the cantaloupes. And if you look on aboutlawsuit.com, it talks about Athena cantaloupe recall, and it says the risk of listeria.
What is
and
it about
I was
what?
Like, wow. Cantaloupe. You know how we like to, like during the summertime, we like to eat cantaloupe.
Yeah, but what is the website?
go on aboutlawsuits.com.
Okay, I'm there.
It says Listeria leads to Athena cantaloupe recall. But in the video, the guy was saying that they were injecting the cantaloupe with the mRNA vaccines. So they did a recall because people were getting sick.
Hold on. Oh, man. That's why I don't eat anything outside of organic now.
Mm-hmm. You know, like 2 years ago, I was dating this young lady, and when that pandemic hit, I was telling her, I said, hey, do not get that vaccine. Do not get that vaccine. Do not get that vaccine. And I was trying to explain it to her. And
okay,
and
I see
one
it,
day
I see it
I
right.
Found,
I'm going to come back to you on that. Liberty Fruit Company Incorporated recalls processed cantaloupe for possible health risk. And that was as of March 2022. So these are modified cantaloupes that they're putting the mRNA in?
Yeah, that's what it said in the one video on Facebook. So I, did my little research and I came up with that. But there was, how the fruit comes with a sticker with a number on it?
Yeah.
There were two two numbers that came up, and this was one of them, and I didn't get the other one. I didn't look up the other one.
See, maybe now we understand why Bill Gates was purchasing so much farmland. Maybe who knows, allegedly. Maybe he's producing some stuff that will merge the vast nations with food. So, Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
These two should not be fine. But let's get to the next one. You were saying something about a person that you warned not to get it.
Yeah, I warned her, not to get it. I mean, she snuck behind my back.
Who was her?
She was a young lady I was dating at the time.
So you were talking
and,
to a young lady, not to do it, and
yeah.
She went behind your back.
And got with her friend, and they both went and snuck and got the vaccine. But then I noticed her attitude started changing.
In what way?
She was more secretive, standoffish and everything like that. Things that,
yeah.
We was tight, but then we start growing apart. And I was like, I told you not to get it. She didn't understand. I tried to explain it to her from A to Z not to get it. Like I said, my brother had got that shot. I was trying to call him and warn him, don't get it. And he said one day he was walking out of his apartment and he passed out and fell to the bottom of the steps. He was in a coma for almost 2 months. And currently, right now, he was, relearning how to walk. He walks with a walker.
That's what happened to my brother.
He's going through physical therapy and everything like that. I said, this is crazy. And there's also books.
Let me ask you, does he know it's because of the vaccination?
Oh, yes, definitely he knows.
Okay.
He knows now.
Okay.
He said, if I knew, because he thought he was doing, a good public service, getting his shots, getting the booster and all this other stuff. And now he knows the truth. But I was trying to warn him.
Any two times, they got to come out with a rap video saying, vax that thing up. That's all I needed. Listen, even if I wasn't in the knowledge to know right now, that would be enough to say, you know what? I've never seen something pushed to this degree. I would have avoided it just because of that. Vaxed it, that thing up. I mean, that was enough to say, what, enough is enough. I'm out of it. But thank you, brother. I'm about to break soon.
Okay. I appreciate the call.
Shalom. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Good point. All right. 756 area code. Juvenile said, vax that thing up. Lord, in the morning. How you doing? 562 area code. Okay, no one's there for 562. 252 area code. Did I do this one earlier? 252 area code.
You had already answered me, sir.
All right, I'm sorry about that. Yes, last but not least, 562 area code. I hope you're present. I hope you're there. 562. Hello? All right, I guess there's no one there. I'm Elder Ricard Shiar of the Gathered of Christ Church here. Wrapping up our weekly Patreon conversation, Families Harmed Through the Devil's Science. Brothers and sisters, they're going to roll out a lot of deceit. Trust in the Almighty, and He'll guide you and your family through. Okay? Keep your head on the swivel, and understand that there are those who are under the control of the devil, who have taken this particular antidote and will soon be used That same person could be used possibly to come against the righteous, like yourself, all right? Protect yourself. Stay in the commandments of God, and above all, prepare for the time to come. We are living in presently the days of Noah, okay? People have lost their minds and are controlled by the devil. Navigate through this, and we'll soon see Zion. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up, and have a blessed Sabbath. And thank you again for being loyal Patreon members, and let others know that the real discussions happens here. I'm Elder Rick Koshyar, and see you tomorrow at the Sabbath service. Shalom.